Episode log number 43, stardate 42779.1, Samaritan Snare.
Open. Hello, Next Generation fans. Welcome to another episode of Galaxy Class, the Star Trek TNG podcast. I'm your host, Carrie Kenny, and I'm joined by my fellow Star Trek fans, Sherry Keller and Kirk Stewart. Hello, guys.
What's happening?
Hey.
Well, today we are introduced to a brand new race. We say farewell to a character, Ensign Gomez.
Yeah.
Yes, we barely knew you.
And glad for it.
I thought you were going to say we're going to say goodbye to a race as well.
Yeah,
thankfully.
Hello and goodbye.
And we get some backstory with a question mark on Picard and Pulaski that's never explored again.
Mm-hmm. There's a backstory involving.
Well, he's uncomfortable with her,
as we all are.
Never really understood why.
We're all uncomfortable.
Doesn't he tell her that her doing the surgery would be inappropriate?
Yeah, she's just a little too racist to touch too racist with his heart. To touch him.
No bigots in this area.
I love how we're all over Pulaski in this podcast for being just racist and terrible, but our other Star Trek podcast is named after McCoy.
Yeah.
The original space racist.
But we're going to take a look at Samaritan Snare. Today, sounds like an action-packed adventure, doesn't it?
Yeah, I have all of like 10 lines of notes.
Yes. For this episode. I don't have many notes either because it was one of those ones where you just kind of watch and go.
Yeah.
It wasn't a terrible episode, but it's the pack lead. Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm going to warn our listeners right now.
If I had been writing this episode, I would have made it better.
I'm going to warn our listeners right now. It may be unintentional, but there may be times in this podcast where we stretch the borders of offensiveness. I'm just saying, you can't not with the pack leads. Sorry. But this episode was directed by Les Landau and written by Robert L. McCullough and aired May 15th, 1989. Guest stars Christopher Collins as Grebnedlog. That's the one guy's name. I don't think his name's ever said. But Leslie Morris as Reginald. Daniel Benzali as the surgeon. Lucia Naff as Ensign Gomez. And Diana Mulder as Dr. Pulaski.
Captain Picard and Wesley are sharing a shuttlecraft to a starbase. The captain for a medical procedure, and Wesley for Starfleet Academy entrance exams. After the shuttle leaves, the Enterprise receives a distress call. The Enterprise encounters the Mondor, a ship piloted by the Pakleds, a simple race who request assistance to make their ship go. LaForge beams over to the Pakled ship, despite a warning from Worf to be cautious, where it turns out that despite appearing unsophisticated, they are not helpless. They exaggerate their distress and helplessness in order to lure Good Samaritans to their ship, where they can take the advanced knowledge and technology by force. The Pakleds take Geordi hostage, hoping he will make them more weapons. The Enterprise receives word that Captain Picard is near death, and the doctors have summoned the only specialist more knowledgeable about the procedure than they are, Dr. Pulaski. Riker and Worf covertly establish a ruse with Geordi to make the Pakleds believe they are no match for the Enterprise. The ruse works, and the Pakleds release Geordi. Captain Picard wakes in the operating room to find Dr. Pulaski in surgical scrubs looking down at him. She informs him that the operation was a success.
Hey guys, what do you call a Pakled with half a brain?
A Pakled.
gifted. What do pack lids and beer bottles have in common? They're both empty from the neck up. How did the pack lid try to kill the bird? He threw it off a cliff.
Nice.
What do you do when a pack lid throws a pin at you? Run like hell. He has a grenade in his hand. Anyway, thought I'd get those out of the way. See? Unintentionally offensive. Just, and I'm not being, you can, I'm not,
a real race you can, people that we know
you
of.
Can substitute Ferengi or Klingon in there if you want. I'm not just making fun of the Paklids because of their intellect. Okay, yes, astounding. I am. Yes, I am. Sorry, yes, I am. All right. Interesting in the cold open here, there was a very dense cold open. There was a lot going on there.
Happening. Yeah.
We have our first little glimpse here of the chief medical officer being able to give orders to the captain. She was ordering him to that starbase for his procedure.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And then you get the
shouldn't
annoying...
he have wanted to go? Like, I mean,
well, you'd think. Oh, my heart.
No, I'd rather die. I don't need a heart.
My artificial heart is malfunctioning. Picard. Yeah, exactly.
I'll power through it. Yeah. Whatever. Yeah. Drink some more wine.
It's all, you know what though. It's always charming when Picard is moody. You ever notice that?
Yeah,
he's a really charming moody person.
It's because he's British.
Must be. Well, he technically,
or French,
technically
or whatever.
He's French, but yeah. And those
the geographical boundaries have changed a bit in the 24th century. Yeah.
And those packlets, they are a witty lot. Okay, I'm going to apologize right now for this entire episode. Guys, we just can't. How can we do this episode without laughing at the Paklids? Would you laugh at people that were like, no, but this is a fictional race that were, I mean, when you can be outwitted by the Ferengi, you got some problems. Like, these guys are not, they're not.
The sharpest crayon
no,
in the box.
No, they're not. Now, they do make the point here that perhaps just their communication skills are lacking. I beg to differ. I am.
That's a resounding no.
But that's just me.
You're forgetting one of the most annoying scenes of this show, and it happened well before we even meet the.
Well, there's a few annoying scenes because Wesley's present.
Yeah, well, the probably one of the most annoying scenes to date yet is when you get an annoying Wesley and annoying whatever her name is together.
Gomez. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she, and Wesley comes up and says, I'm nervous. And she says, why? And he says, because Captain Picard. And she says, why? Captain Picard's not taking the test.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you do want to join the Paklids? Okay. Okay.
Again. She doesn't have the eyebrows for it.
He's only taking a test that's going to determine the course of the rest of his life. No need to. No
pressure.
No.
Well, Christ, if she could pass the test, I'm pretty sure Wesley could pass the test.
Again, Ensign Gomez.
She came from a weak sector. They're testing. It was a very weak sector.
Once again, Ensign Gomez, thank you for the memories.
Yes.
She's the worst.
There's a lot of... this episode could have been entitled... Well, the first part of this episode could have been entitled Shut Up, Worf. Who was right?
Oh, who was right? Yeah, yeah, actually. Right.
Yeah.
Worf disappointed his input.
I love his I told you so look to right.
Yeah, they should have had him say something there. They should really should have had him say something as I stated, Commander, or something like that.
Yeah. That's too much restraint for Worf. He should have said, we should have blown them up, see?
I was worried early on in this episode, though. And this is what my note actually says. I sense ... Picard-Wesley bonding.
Mm.
And I was getting like cold chills. It ended up being not that bad.
No.
Yeah.
It's not Final Mission good.
Yeah.
But it's not excruciating.
Mm-hmm. No. It's not.
I rewatched Final Mission recently, and it was a good episode.
One of those rare good Wesley episodes.
Yeah, that's actually when I had a crush on Will Wheaton.
Would you say this was actually one of the better Wesley episodes? It's not really a Wesley episode, but
yeah,
he's kind of
not solving anything. He's just there,
and he knows what to do with his arms. well, in this just, episode, well, pretty much.
He's operating a shuttle that's on a course.
Which is probably set and locked.
Yeah, and he's still pushing. I don't know.
Yeah. What is
just
this
staring
do?
At the star
What does
field?
This button do? What you does this how, button do?
You know highway hypnosis, whenever you're driving on a highway for a long time and you can doze off? Like, wouldn't that happen in space?
You're just constantly
think
sleeping.
So that's worse than Saskatchewan. Yeah, it's yeah. straight. It's not only straight that way and that way. It's straight up and down.
Yeah.
Everywhere you go, you're aimed towards a pin of light.
For our American friends out there, Saskatchewan's a giant rectangle.
Yeah.
It's literally
giant
a rectangle.
Flat rectangle.
Yeah. Yes. Giant flat
very
rectangle.
Fat. Yeah, as watch a matter of fact.
Watch your dog run away for days.
Yes. As a matter of fact, if you're driving the Trans-Canada Highway in Saskatchewan, you can bungee your steering wheel straight, put a brick on the gas pedal, and just go.
Or so Kirk's heard.
I've driven that road.
Kirk's
it's
heard.
Pretty much true.
Kirk's heard you can do that. Not like he's done that or anything. Okay. Just wanted to clear that up right now.
There's no proof.
They can't prove it.
Can't prove anything.
The person I hit
I didn't
was
do
like,
it.
The person I hit was like 20 years ago. He's so disintegrated, and he could be anywhere along that highway.
Like, I didn't do it. No one saw me do it. Can't prove anything. So Picard has personal reasons not to allow Pulaski to perform the procedure. I would have loved to know what those were, because we were never told what they were.
She's a racist.
Were we?
We'll just
no.
lay it on that.
I don't know. Just
well, I wrote down, does she suck or something?
Apparently not. But well, yeah. I guess just because,
she's
the ship's doctor and she would then know too much about him.
It was like something? it was like the writers.
Oh my God, he has a mechanical heart.
It was
which
like
she seemed to already know.
It was like the writers wrote it and then the episode was filmed and then the writer watched it and went, "Oh, that's not Crusher."
Yeah. So how does this work? Oh well.
And Sherry, we'll say this right now. What the hell? Sherry and I both said
that's
it should have been Crusher.
If I had been writing it, I would have written it that way. And it would have been better.
A nice little cameo, nice little appearance by Gates McFadden would have been nice. As, you know, that would have been a little surprise for the fans. No, we had to have Pulaski saved Picard's life.
Yeah.
And I love how they draw it out. Like, ooh, who could the specialist be?
Yeah.
Oh,
like,
that
yeah.
one. Thanks.
I love these scenes, these early scenes with Picard and Crusher in the shuttle, how Picard's avoiding him. But where can you go in a shuttle? So he just like changes chairs and and he's reading a book and Wesley won't shut up. I'm reading.
You know what would have been awesome? You know when you're in a limo and there's that window that can go up between the driver?
Yeah.
I love Wes's line.
Well, I guess you would prefer Commander Riker's company.
Yes.
Poor me.
Yeah, I could tell, sir. It's okay. You don't have, and how he's trying to be all like, no, it's okay, sir. You don't have to. No, it's just obvious. It's obvious you don't like kids. And just no. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about
it's
it.
All right. I understand. You want me at the airlock rather than look at me.
I know you don't like me. It's all right. You don't have to. Don't try to play like my mom's not around anymore. You don't have to act anymore, Captain. It's okay. Like don't worry about
you
it.
You can flog me. You know.
Just get flogged.
You if you want. Just saying.
just saying.
Well, me and Geordi were gonna, but
he means hit. Kirk means hit him. You can hit him, right?
Yes.
Yes.
What else would flog mean?
Well, we have. Come on, now we have some people out there that are their may minds are constantly in the gutter, and you know, some words mean different things to different, you know,
to the.
I don't think that has another...
To those of us who have slightly...
Like, pull his goalie?
Well, to those of us who have slightly redder necks...
Yeah.
Flogging
He says flogging. Oh, well.
And a good idea.
Those packlets.
I'm going to pause this show.
It's like put a British person in a group of rednecks.
Yeah,
and,
oh shit.
And,
you might as well be talking Chinese.
And have the British person ask any of them if they have a cigarette.
Oh my God, he'd get
and see what happens.
You fag? Yeah. You got a fag?
Yeah, got a fag? Yeah, exactly.
What?
That's slang for cigarette in Britain, folks.
Okay, boys, it's time for us to get our baseball bats.
Yes. Okay, now the pack lids. This is like a ship full of rain men. This is...
No way. Rain Man would be way better. Are you kidding me?
I'd hang out with Rain Man. They
He was a savant, man. He had issues, but damn, you give that guy some math and he solve your shit for you.
Yeah,
my note here is Packled's derp.
Yeah,
That's all I had to say about them.
And, you know, they're not seen again, and I can't imagine why.
They're just hilarious. You can make us go.
The guy's lip, bottom lip is even
strong.
The guy's bottom lip is even protruding.
Yeah. Like he's
they made his bottom lip protrude. No, they weren't trying to convey anything with this. No, no. Hey, did you notice some?
And very, very prominent brows.
Yes. Well, one of my notes here was like they have massive unibrows. Now.
They look like the dude off of, their eyebrows look like that dude off of the Unexpected Journey. Desolation of Smoke, that skin changer with the great big flaring eyebrows.
Their eyebrows look like my grandfather's. like a mind of their
you
own.
You gotta trim those things.
Hey,
you'll get there someday.
Oh, I know. Those are some nifty, I'm kind of waiting. I'm hoping that, like, by the time I'm like 60, like my back hair be long enough, I can sweep it up over my head, make it look like I have hair again.
You'll just constantly be wearing a hoodie.
Yes, constantly hoodie.
You know what?
Bring back the mullet, damn it.
Picard should have told that first surgeon, shut up. Because he was listen to this, though. He was informed that the mortality rate for this operation is, 2.whatever%?
Yeah.
And nicely enough, the doctor points out that he's done 100 operations. Sound like they were all successful. At this point, I am fucking nervous. You've got a 2% mortality rate. You've done 100 operations, successfully.
And I've only lost one.
In order for for this to hold true, I'm going to have to die. I don't like this. You're an asshole.
Imagine that, yeah. There's a 2% mortality rate. How many of these have you done? 98.
All successful.
Those are some nifty replicators on the shuttle. Because not only did they replicate sandwiches, but they cut Captain Picard's crust off for
him. Oh, is that ever nice? He doesn't like the crust.
He doesn't like crust. isn't that nice?
Well, can I have bologna sandwich, crustless?
Crustless. Sandwich.
The computer's like, ah. Well, you know, I'm already cutting it in four. Really? You're going to make me cut the crust off?
Well, it's like tea, Earl Grey, hot. Tuna sandwich, crustless.
Do you want the sandwich in the tea? I didn't quite.
Now we do get here a very important Picard backstory that he tells Wesley.
Yes.
His altercation with the Noskins. Yeah. Something tells me that we may want to remember that for the future.
There may be an episode that
something's telling me that a very good episode might feature this. Down the road.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying.
Maybe.
I have a feeling that we should remember that backstory. I'm pretty sure Q heard him tell Wesley the story.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm sure.
Just saying.
I'm sure Guinan didn't because they didn't revisit that whole issue with
no,
Guinan and Q.
No. And now the crew here trying to figure out a way to get Geordi back. I don't know, guys. The Packleds don't seem too difficult to trick.
Yeah.
Like, you could probably look over there, and you could probably get Geordi back pretty easily.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, I know this
can
elaborate...
Can it make us go?
This elaborate plan with, like, code words
code
to
words
him.
To Wesley.
If I was Geordi, I wouldn't know what the fuck they were talking about. I didn't get any of that. Okay, there's 24-something...
Yeah. That was the countdown.
That was 24th level of awareness.
Yeah.
I was going to look up how many levels.
That was the time that he had it, something 24, because they had 24 seconds.
Yeah, but weren't they? They could hear that on the ship, on the Packled ship, so I don't know why.
Countdown.
A 24 second countdown, way to catch him off guard there.
Yeah. Like these guys are like. Mind like a steel trap, but that just slipped through their fingers. Slipped through their fingers.
So I said, not that difficult to trick. Not that difficult.
But they were still on subspace.
Which
they would have known that.
Yeah.
Which leads me to how the fuck did these guys get technology from Klingons and survive this encounter?
Yeah.
It's not like they could get a guy from. Like, the Klingons aren't going to come and help you, first off.
How have these guys not been blown out of the stars by now?
You know, by anybody. I know how it is. It's they're webcam girls. They do that. You don't know. These guys have eyebrow fetishes. And they will pay anything. They'll give you their shield modulation frequencies or whatever.
Or some they'll gold do press it. Latinum.
Yeah. Just stroke those eyebrows for me, baby.
Attacked by the secondary mascot. No,
the cat attacked Kirk on the table. It's just, Nikki was a meaty cat.
It's just those eyebrows.
Cher likes the eyebrows, the pack lit eyebrows. I remember that
eyebrow fetish. It's real.
I remember that for a future.
Look it up. I'm guessing.
I remember that for a future costume. I am fast. I can make you go.
No, wait. Wait. I'm fast. And I go fast. Yeah. Or wait.
Wait.
I don't know.
Wait. I am strong.
I am smart.
SMRT.
I like the Worf does. When he's telling Geordi, you will die without honor. Oh, thanks, Worf.
Thanks, Worf.
That's nice.
And then we have the Crimson Force Field.
Yes.
Quite the weapon there.
What the hell was it? I have no idea what they did.
It disarmed the Packlet ship, apparently.
Well,
So they actually had photon torpedoes?
No.
Probably not.
I don't think so.
Geordi screwed up their ship.
Yeah.
Not the mist. That was just a light show to trick them, to make them think that the Enterprise their ship, but Geordi actually did it from the inside.
But Geordi said something about that's the only reason that you're still here.
It's all a trick. All a trick.
I'm pretty sure that's what he said.
Now I'm feeling like a pack lid.
I'm pretty sure that was just a light show, and it was just to trick the Packlets into thinking that they've done something.
I'm going to have to watch it. Oh, God, I got to rewatch it.
Because if I'm not mistaken, he does mention that something about hydrogen from the Bussard collectors.
Right. That's it was the just red hydrogen. Things?
Yeah.
Okay.
The entire end of this episode is, like, really rushed, I find.
Really rushed,
It's like...
They could have had a good minute off that cold open and
we are not strong. And he beams back to the ship. No, there's no more. There's no more.
Just on your way.
And then Picard wakes up and Pulaski's standing there all smiling. What the hell are you doing here? And then he's back on the ship and he's all okay.
Yeah.
And then totally disses off. Out the clap.
Yeah.
What's the meaning of this?
I beg your pardon.
Yeah. I just don't. I would have liked a little bit of an explanation with the whole Pulaski-Picard thing.
Yeah.
It was, and we only have five more episodes to find out because
isn't there like doctor-patient confidentiality in the 24th century? It's not like she would have gone to 10 forward and started blabbing that around. Well, guess what the inside of the captain's heart looks like.
I don't understand, Kirk. You're my
God. There's so much Kirk. Plaque,
Kirk. I don't understand.
His arteries are fucked.
You're my best friend.
Yeah.
If you were a biomolecular surgeon,
yes,
and I needed my artificial heart transplanted,
yes.
And if I could do it on my ship rather than going to a star base and you were the only one qualified to do it, I'd let you.
Yeah.
I'd let you. I don't understand what his deal was. Like, what was his embarrassment? What was his... I don't get what his... Was she going to see his penis? Like, I don't know what his...
That's why, because under sedation, he thought she was going to check out his penis.
Must be it. I don't know. Strange and not explored anymore.
Maybe he thought she would rape him.
Just the end.
When he was under, didn't trust her ethics.
Well, she's not Crusher. Crusher was the one that had the hots for Picard.
He wouldn't
have Pulaski hates
he
everybody.
He would have let it happen. Yeah. So it wouldn't have been rape, right?
And like Sherry and I said, it would have been great if that would have been a little Crusher cameo. Hell, I would have taken Bashir. Dr. Phlox could have walked in there and been like, cool.
It's all good.
It was Bashir.
Throw it in
everyone
there.
Been like,
I know. Bashir in like season 2 of Star Trek.
And then 4 years later.
Yeah. I would take almost anybody over Pulaski.
Yeah.
The holographic doctor could
there
have
you go.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Ooh. The one from Rascals, you mean?
Pardon?
No, that would be the one from Voyager.
Oh.
Yeah. That okay, other sorry. Series. Star Trek.
Yeah.
It's a character known as the Doctor.
Yeah. No, but there was one in Rascals. Remember when they had to escape, when there were all the kids and they had to escape, and then they had the medical guy who had to
do something
distract the guys.
I guess we'll get that when we watch Rascals. All right.
Apparently, I'm the only one in the universe who likes that episode.
Well, no, it's vague. It's vague. It's vague.
I did watch it recently as well.
I wish that we could talk about more about the ending here, but there's just not much in the ending.
No, there really isn't.
Paklet let Geordi go. Pulaski saves Picard, and that's it.
Yeah. The only decent thing about this episode was getting that backstory about Picard, about him telling Wesley about what happened. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Are there any scientific observations about this episode, Kirk?
Yes. Actually, those Bussard collectors are not an invention of Star Trek. They're an invention of a Robert W. Bussard, who actually came up with an idea for interstellar travel using collectors that collect hydrogen and using the hydrogen to create a fusion reaction and using the fusion reaction to propel the ship forward as a jet. But there were some problems because hydrogen isn't the easiest thing to fuse together. But supposedly, before he passed away, he came up with a solution to add in carbon as a catalyst to help burn the hydrogen. Hmm. But... still, you need a strong nuclear reaction to get it going. And, well, I just haven't been able to build a ship that would collect the hydrogen, enough hydrogen to do the job.
Yes, yes. Anything else?
Still no, it still wouldn't get you faster than the speed of light, though.
No.
No, that's, I think it, hold on a sec here. Was there something? Oh, actually, yes. There was one more thing. Remember when Geordi first got over to the Paklet ship?
Yes.
And he was looking at their stuff, and he mentioned that the Venturi chamber was messed up. This is the first repair he did. Mm-hmm. Well, there's such a thing as a Venturi tube and a Venturi gun. They were invented by Giovanni Venturi the effect was discovered by him in 1797. And I don't know if you've ever seen a Venturi gun, but go ahead and look it up on YouTube. Type in Venturi gun. They're actually pretty cool. You can use them to suck up stuff, and actually, you probably use them every day. What it is it's a tube that has a large opening. Imagine putting two funnels together, okay? You join the two small ends together, all right? And you force air in one side. And
this is starting to sound dirty.
You force air into the one side, and it goes through the small opening and then back out the other side. The only thing you have to make sure of is that the outside is less than a 15-degree angle from the small opening for the effect to work. But people use it in air guns for paint. They force air through a chamber that's built just like that. It looks like two funnels. And at the small point, there's a chamber with paint in it, and what the effect does is when the air is going into the large part, there's high pressure but low volume, low flow. Once it goes into the smaller part, the pressure drastically drops, but the velocity goes up big time. The pressure drops so low, it's below what would normal atmosphere would be outside, which is about 101 kilopascals. Basically, you can use it to shoot stuff out of. Just by passing air through a tube, it'll suck it in through a secondary tube.
Cool.
Very interesting stuff. They use it in pumps. You use it in your nebulizer or atomizer, the spray perfume. That device is in there. There's a whole bunch of other stuff I can't think of any right now, but anything that squirts out a liquid or anything like that generally has a Venturi tube. Actually, when I was working on the oil rigs, I used to drill out west.
Kirk used to be a roughneck.
Yeah, I used to be a roughneck and a motorman. But when you had to mix chemicals with the soup of water that you were using to drill with, they'd have a hopper. Right. And they have the pump pumping the fluid through one of these venturi tubes underneath the hopper, and you throw the stuff in the hopper and it'd suck and grind it up and suck it in and mix it with the water evenly so that you could drill if you needed more, like a thicker mud or something like that to drill with to keep any gases down that you might run across that you don't want out.
Nice.
Interesting stuff. Nice. Used everywhere. Very cool thing. You could use, actually, flamethrowers. A liquid gas flamethrower with a pressurized tank. That's the same thing. It's a venturi tube. So, nice. So how many people have been burned by this invention?
All right, is that it then for the scientific observations? All right,
that's it.
The only real fact I found in here was I wish they would have had, again, budgetary constraints. Originally, that was not supposed to be a shuttle that was supposed to bring Wesley and Picard to the Starbase. It was supposed to be the captain's yacht.
Yeah.
We're supposed to have the debut of the captain's yacht in this
that's
episode.
That's the bottom part of yet? The saucer,
yes,
right?
Yes, bottom part of the saucer that drops out.
Do we ever see that?
Not during the series.
No.
Not
until a movie.
I think one of the movies uses it.
I
think it's Insurrection that uses it. It's either Insurrection or Nemesis that uses the captain's yacht, I think. Now, before we sign off here today, I have another, in honor of the Packleds. Kirk, you've heard of Jeff Foxworthy?
Yes.
Yes. Well, here's some, you might be a Packled. If you trade your dilithium crystals for new Folgers crystals, you might be a Packled. If your prime directive forbids you from interfering with less advanced species, but no one's found one yet, you might be a Packled. If you test the communications range on your new runabout by moving away at impulse power and repeatedly asking orbital control, can you hear me now? You might be a Packlet. This is a good one. Star Trek fans will get this one. If you travel to the center of the galaxy only to have the powerful being trapped there insist that he can wait for the next ride, you might be a Packlet.
No, I can't make you go. I can't. Just, I won't.
If at Federation diplomatic functions you have to sit at the kiddie table, you might be a Packlet. If you travel back in time to impress less advanced races only to return with a toaster oven and a dehydrator, you might be a Packlet. If your mama is so ugly is considered a complete joke on your planet, you might be a Packlet. And finally, if James Kirk finds the women on your planet too dumb for his taste, you might be a Packlet. All right, those ones were courtesy of Barry Carter. You can find more Packlet jokes at wordpress.barrycarter.info. And those earlier jokes that I said?
Yeah.
They were all just blonde jokes that I just substituted blonde for Packlet. Pretty clever on
there
my part.
There you go.
So now everyone there was like, this guy's professor. Oh, they're blonde joke. Oh, okay.
All right. I thought I heard that one before.
I heard that one before, yeah. All right. Sherry, what's your rating?
Oh, 2.0.
2.0. Very good. Very good.
Just all for the sandwiches.
It's the crustless sandwiches.
It's crustless sandwiches.
That's where most of the budget went.
Sure wasn't a writing.
I should have mentioned this when we were doing the actual review, but I was mesmerized by Patrick Stewart's chewing. During that scene, I was just like, just watching.
He doesn't open his mouth once while he's chewing.
Just watching him chew.
He's
consummate
professional.
Yeah. 20 chews on both sides.
Exactly.
That just like you're supposed to.
20 chews, shift.
20. Yeah.
All right. Kirk, what's your rating?
I'll give it a 2.5.
2.5?
For the funny pack lids.
For the funny pack.
Funny.
See, guys, they're funny pack lids. We were laughing with the Packlets.
No, I was laughing
at
them.
Oh, you were laughing
funny.
At them?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Fair enough.
They didn't make me go.
No. I'm going to go with a 2.5 with the fact that the Packlets were, they make me chuckle a couple times. But it lost points for me with the Picard thing. While important, I wanted more of the backstory why he didn't want Pulaski. And it just,
yeah.
And the abrupt ending to both storylines.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just a little running out of time.
Less what's her face, probably.
The last glimpse. Once again, the last appearance of Ensign Gomez.
Actually, you know what? I'll give it a 2.6. I forgot about the last appearance of that.
So once again, we wish Ensign Gomez the best. And again, thank you.
Let's pour one out for our homies.
Character sucked.
The character, both appearances, the character sucked.
Yeah, well, that's really
bad.
Did.
How bad does your character have to be for them to go, like, your cast
in
as a recurring
two,
character?
You cast Star Trek, as a recurring character. And you get axed.
And they, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
After two episodes, they go, no, no, it's not working.
Riker's leaning like a retard all over the place, and she can't, you know what I mean?
We go the whole episode, and Kirk says it there. Are we keeping that in?
Why not?
We're going to keep that in. There. There. We finally just, you know what? Screw it.
I meant like
I've been
a
trying
packlet.
For like this whole episode to not offend people by you. Because, and then Kirk just goes and ruins it all. He says it at the end, the very end of the episode.
And it was about Riker?
And it was about Riker, not the Packlets. Go
what
figure.
What is he doing?
Because he leans.
All those people that put their pens down and pick them all back up again now. This is what you get. Hey, these podcasts are free. Fuck off.
Yeah.
All right.
If all you got to do is write us because you don't like your comments,
yeah.
We need more people like you listening to our show.
Riker's leaning all over the grave. I'm sorry. Do mentally challenged people lean strangely?
I don't know.
I don't understand the reference. Anyway, okay. All right, calm down. Everybody just calm down.
That hurts.
Everybody at home, calm down. Kirk's actually a really nice guy.
And I have no problem with mentally challenged.
No. Kirk would befriend a pack.
And I'm sure their posture is just
Well, thank you for listening to the final episode of Galaxy Class. Emphasis on the class right there. Okay. Well, thank you for listening to this episode. Next time, the Enterprise encounters two colonies, old colonies or something. I don't know. I don't know what the hell's going on. I'm lost and I'm done today. That's it. For Sherry and for Kirk. Hope you'll join us as we explore Up the Long Ladder next time you're here. But we're all crying here in the studio, so it's time to go. For Sherry and for Kirk, thank you for listening. You know you got your money's worth today, that's for sure. And we'll see you next time. And until then, take care.
Hailing frequencies closed. This has been a Naked Wizard Media production. Executive producer, Carrie Kinney. For more information, visit nakedwizardmedia.com.